What's the Kiddush of Pnei Yehoshua and the Mishmah Daf Tes? Pnei Yehoshua says a beautiful Kiddush. He says like this. Pnei Yehoshua says, the Mishnah says, on Tesamon Av, someone delivers a gift from Medina Siyam, and he's not able to save upon enough on another, but there's Eidim, because he's carrying the Pasomo. So Pnei Yehoshua says, what type of Shliach are we dealing with here? What do you mean? What do you mean, what type of shliach are we dealing with here? He says, according to the Rabbanon, going free is a schus. So when the master gives a shtar shukr to the shliach should be zocha, and the shliach that's delivering the gift from Dinas Yam morphs into a shliach l'kabbalah. We learned way back in the beginning of the year that according to the Ran, in his beer of Rashi and Abbez Man Aleph, only a shliach l'olacha says b'fani nech b'fani nech, not a shliach l'kabbalah. Shliach Kabbalah is representing the woman or the Eved Kenani. So what on earth is going on here? It's a great kasha. So the Pnei Yehoshua points out, we've got to be talking Lamaisa Shliach Kabbalah. We're no longer afraid he's going to be Ma'arer. And you can't tell me we're talking about Lashon of Tain. Tain is Kishchi, because the Mishnah is talking about Holech. Holech is Lav Kishchi. And even the Ma'anamr in getting you dial off the Holchus Kishchi, Rabbi Natam says that the Shtar Shukr is like a Halvoya. And Halvoya, everyone holds Holchus Kishchi. So basically, the Pnei Yehoshua says, I don't know what's going on here. Is there a Mishnah talking about a Shlich LeKabbalah? You don't have to say B'fanei Nechtav. And that's what it's talking about when you talk about a Shtar Shukr. According to the Chametz Eschus. And you can't tell me something about only Tein. It's talking about Holich. And Holich is Kishchi. Shukr is like a loan. So Pnei Yehoshua says like this. Please get it. Let's get the answer. Pnei Yehoshua says, we're talking about a woman that made a shliach l'kabbalah because l'maisa, talking about a situation, dafka gerish, where the woman made a shliach l'kabbalah, the Baal knows that the gerishin are done and he's not going to protest. But in Eved Kenani, not everyone knows that it's a schus. So not everyone knows that it's a schus to go free. So we're chosh, the Baal doesn't know and he might come to protest. See, by a shliach l'kabbalah, by a get, once the shliach l'kabbalah gets the get ready, we're no longer choshish. He knows he's decided he's the divorce, so we're not concerned he's going to come and protest. But by an eved, not everyone knows that. So even if he becomes a shliach l'kabbalah, we're still choshish that he might come to me ma'arer. If we're choshish, he might come to me ma'arer. That's why you need what? B'fanei nechlanav, just to fend that off. So it comes out of chiddush. That even though the Eved is already freed from the time, the date that the shtar, from the time the shtar gets to the shliach's hand, but the shliach is still neman to say b'fanei nechtav, even afterwards, when it's actually given from the shliach to the Eved. So it's a little bit of a strange thing. Please get that. That b'fanei nechtav is being believed even after the shtar shukra has taken effect. What do you mean it's taken effect? It's taken effect the second the shliach gets it. So the bottom line is, after it's all said and done, according to Pnei Yehoshua, what is he? He is a shliach l'kabbalah. But it's a shliach l'kabbalah that can't say b'fanei nechtav v'nechtav, because not everyone knows that it's a schus to go free and that he becomes a shliach l'kabbalah. So we're always afraid the Baal might protest till the actual Eved actually gets it. And that's why the shliach is still believed to say b'fanei nechtav after he's received it. Even though he is a shliach l'kabbalah and the guy's gone free, but you still can say b'fanei nechtav afterwards to verify it halacha l'maaseh. That answers number one. Okay, everyone got that? Okay, we got that, Chiddush Aryeh, you got it? So at the end of the day, Aryeh, would you call him a Shlich LeKabbalah? Yes, I would call him a Shlich LeKabbalah. I would call him a Shlich LeKabbalah. For what? For Shichur, not for Gedisha. Gedisha is a Shlich LeHalacha, right? But for Shtar Shichur, he's a Shlich LeKabbalah for all intents and purposes, but we don't know it's a Schus, so that's why you still can say B'fanei Nechtav V'nechtav, even though he's technically been freed already. Because he still might come to Maurer. That's number one. Number two, what does Rabbi Akiva Eger say on the Mishnah? He's cholek on the Pnei Yehoshua. You have the abbreviation there? There's an abbreviation. Rabbi Akiva Eger, Beis Chaf Vav Chaf Ches. What is that? I thought it was Drishu Chiddush. Doesn't fit in at all. What Sefer did you write? Beis Chaf Vav two squiggles Ches. Do you have that in the computer? Rabbi Akiva Eger, Beis Chaf Vav two squiggles a Ches. He wrote a sefer called Drush V'Chiddush, but I don't know, it doesn't fit those at Rosh Yitavis. I don't know what it was. Rabbi Akiva Eger is cholik on the Pnei Yehoshua. Please get it. And he says the Mishnah is talking dafka about a case where the shliach, the master said to the shliach, you're going to be my shliach l'olacha. But where he says Lashon Holek or Tain, if you hold it to Schus, once the Shliach becomes Shliach Kabbal, you don't have to say B'fanei Nechtav anymore. So it's a special case. Mishnah's talking about where the Adon said specifically he wants him to be a Shliach L'Halacha. Not where he said Holech or Tain, because automatically you hold it to Schus, you go free. He becomes a Shliach L'Kabbal. So if you tell me about a specific case where the Adon said, I want you to be my Shliach L'Halacha, what does that mean? I don't want you to become a Shliach L'Kabbalah automatically for the Eved, and he won't go free until he actually gets it. That should be Kiveh. Did anyone have that on the computer, what that was? You don't have Rosh Yitavis on computer. Is there Rosh Yitavis on computer? Chaf, Beis, Chaf, Vav, two squiggles, Ches. Maybe write just Chaf, Vav, two squiggles, Ches. Okay. Chaf, Vav, two squiggles, and a Ches. Yeah, that's it. Excellent. That's a safer he wrote. I'm sorry, I forgot it. Kosev and Chosim is a safer. Excellent. Okay, that answers number two. Number three. What does the Ksav Sofer say in the Mishnah? Ksav Sofer is the son of the Ksav Sofer. He says an amazing thing. He says Gerushin is a terrible thing, unfortunately, and it's very chamur in the eyes of the husband. And once it takes effect, he's not going to come protest. Just like we said, Chazar doesn't work talking to a Dibor of a get. You know, a guy can't give her to get and say, I'm just joking, or he's just joking. By Shichur, Chazar does work, because it's not as Chamur. Okay, he frees his slave. Here the guy's divorcing his wife. So we're Chayshish, even if he knows already the Shichur's Chal, then he might change his mind and come to protest. Because no big deal. Okay, he freed his Evid, he doesn't free his Evid. It's not like a divorce. So once the divorce is Chal, we're not Chayshish, the guy is going to be Chamur. So that's what the Ksav Sofer writes. That's why you can talk about even after the guy's been free, because it's not such a serious thing. Maybe he changes his mind, he will protest. By Gittin, the guy's decided and thought about it, he's not going to protest anymore once it gets good. Once it gets given. That's number three. Okay, four. How does the Gemara Masbir the din of my Eino Yachol? What's my Eino Yachol mean? What do you mean Eino Yachol? It says, if a guy delivers a gift to him and says, he cannot say B'fanei Nechtav. Gemara says any yachol. So Gemara says like this: if you tell me it's a cheresh binyamin novik, then what? Can a deaf mute give a get? No, it's possible to be a shliach. So what's the case? Rav Yosef says, guy got an excellent name. The guy got a stroke, God forbid, Rachman al Islam, right after he gave it. He was normal. He was healthy. Pikeach means he was normal. He was healthy. He didn't have enough time to say funny enough before he got a stroke and he became a deaf mute. So he gave it, he was about to say it, and he didn't have time to say it. That is the case, straight up. Okay? If I ask you, what is Eini Yachol in the Mishnah? That is the case, Eini Yachol. Because if he was a cheresh from the beginning, he's not kosher to be a shliach. So it became later. That's four. Five. What's the mahalach we said about Ira Baal, Lifnei B'fanei Nechtav, B'fanei Nechtav? Okay. So we said like this. We said that the Tosfos on Ham and Beis we learned in the Ran prove from this Gemara that B'fanei Nechtav can be said after the giving of the get. Now, Tosfos was bothered by that, you know, you always can go back with it, just take the get back, say B'fanei Nechtav, and then give it again, right? What's the big deal? So Tosfos said, here we're talking about, he said, a Tokidei Dibor, okay? Tosfos said, you said it, Tokidei Dibor. That's what Tosfos said over there. We're talking about a case where Lamaisa, he was talking about a situation of Tokidei Dibor. Okay, because Tosfos wanted to prove you could say B'fanei Nechtav after the Nesin as I get. But Tosfos says, it says, Yachsav Yitin Lama, because you have to give it B'shas Nesin. So take it back, Lamaisa. How can you say it after the Nesin as I get? Don't you have to take it back? Here we're talking about a case where it was within Tokidei Dibor. So it's not a problem. In other words, the amount of time to say Shom Alechem Rebbe Yomori. I mean, he gave the get. Within that period of time, he can say B'fanei Nechtav. Yes, B'fanei Nechtav does not have to be said before the giving of the get. It can be said split seconds after the giving of the get within Tokidei Dibor. That's what Tosfos said. However, we pointed out that the Tosfos Rid asked on that, because our Mishnah is only talking about a case where he's not able to say because he got a stroke. But if he didn't get a stroke, maybe you could say it long after the Tokidei Dibor, right? That's what the Tosfos Rid asked. But the Tosfos Rid said if that would be the case, that's highly problematic, because after the giving, you're no longer a shlich, so maybe you're not believed to say B'fanei Nechtav. So the Tosfos Rid said like this. The Tosfos Rid says the following. Tosfos Rid says that what we're talking about is the following. If there's no protesting, the Baal can surely say the Fanei Nechtav after the Nesina. If there's no protesting, the Baal can certainly say the Fanei Nechtav after the Nesina. Certainly. If there is protesting, then he's not able to say it after the Nesina. That's what the Tosfos Rid writes, black on white. So we said, what's the Svara? Second of all, according to Tosfos Rid L'shitoso, he's Gorish in a Mishnah. Remember we said yesterday, the end of Shir, Imesh Lavorin? So we are talking about Yerah Baal, right, in the Mishnah. And if he didn't become deaf, isn't he saying Fanei Nechtav works? So basically what emerges, and I want you to get this, is that there are two tracks that a Baal can protest before Fanei Nechtav. He can protest before the giving of the get, and that's number track number one. Track number two is after the Mesir, before the Fanei Nechtav. You got me? Okay, you got that?
After giving before Fanei Nechtav.
And the Torah is getting in Simen Kuf Mem Gimel Skuf Mem Beis Kanaf Kotzer Beis Shmuel that says, if the Baal Lamais is believed, if the Baal's Mahar before the giving of the get, he's believed to say Fanei Nechtav. Okay? So I want you to get that. If the Baal protests before the giving of the get, he's believed, the Shliach still believed to say Fanei Nechtav. The Taris Gittin argues and says the Baal was only believed in his error with a Migu that he can Mavatal the Shlichus of the Shliach. And Fanei Nechtav, the Shliach doesn't work. But if he protests after the giving of the get, he no longer has a migu. And then Mefanei Nechtav would work. So again, there's a machlokes that the Torah is getting in the Beis Shmuel. The Beis Shmuel says if the Baal protests before the Mesiris Aged, the Shliach can beat him out by saying Mefanei Nechtav, Fanei Nechtav. The Torah is getting argues and says, no, the Baal is always believed because he could have canceled the Shlichus. But that's only before what? That's only before it was given. Once it's given, if he's Mar after the scene, he has no Migu anymore, and therefore Fanei Nechtav wins. According to Tosfos Rid, the concept of Alomahani Klau Amiris Fanei Nechtav Shoshliach after the scene is again. There's no way that Fanei Nechtav works of the Shliach after the giving of the get if there was Irur Abal. Doesn't work. It simply doesn't work according to Tosfos Rid. The Amiris Fanei Nechtav of the Shliach after the scene is again doesn't work if there was what? If there was Irur Abal. Because he's no longer a what? He's no longer a Shliach. He has no Nemanis. Okay. That answers number five. Number six. Okay, we got that at five. Five was, what was the Mahalik of Irur Abal before Fanei Nechtav? Fanei Nechtav. In other words, can Fanei Nechtav and Nechtav beat out Irur Abal? That's five, six.
Sorry.
Yes.
Beis Shmuel says yes.
The Beis Shmuel writes that if the Baal protests before Mesiris Aged, the Shliach can beat him out with Fanei Nechtav.
Right.
The Torah Gittin says he cannot beat him out. Because the Baal is only Neman, right? With a migu that he couldn't have mopped on the Shliach. And Fanei Nechtav, the Shliach, right, it doesn't work against the migu. But if he protests after the get, right, then he has no longer a migu, then Fanei Nechtav, what? Fanei Nechtav wins. Okay? So it comes out that the Beis Shmuel holds if the Baal's Ma'or or Kodim, the Shliach would in fact win.
Wait,
okay?
What's the migu?
He has a migu that he could have just canceled the Shliach straight up. Okay, so again, one more time. Teres Gittin quotes B'Shem the Beis Shmuel that if the Baal protests before the Mesiris Aged, the Shliach is Neman to save a Fanei Nechtav and fend him off. Teres Gittin is Cholik, says the Baal for sure is believed with the error against the Fanei Nechtav. The Migu could have been Vatel the Shliach. So that's a Machlek, a straight up Beis Shmuel Teres Gittin. But if you protest after the Nesinus Aged, he no longer has a Migu, so then a Fanei Nechtav wins. Comes out according to Teres Rid, they have a Fanei Nechtav Shliach never works after the Nesinus Aged if there was Irur Abal because he has no Nemanis once it's given. Okay, that's five. Six. What does Tosfos ask about Igun Be'Evid? What kind of Igun is stuck by an Evid in Yomin Novik? Why is there Igun in Meir Haas? What kind of Lashon Igun? Who's going to be here for the lunch? The lunch on Thursday.
Should be.
Come on. If we're paying for the burgers, you got to be there or not?
Don't worry,
pizza one out, Rebbe.
Pizza?
Pizza one.
Are you kidding me?
No.
What about me? I mean, I don't have a vote.
Wait, Rebbe gets a vote.
I don't have a vote.
I don't want to vote.
Whatever you guys. I'm just kidding. Whatever you guys want. Okay?
No, Burgers win now.
No. I don't. I don't want. I'm not. I don't have a vote. We'll pizza. We'll get pizza.
I voted now. I didn't vote.
Truth is, we could split it. You know, then we have a problem with benching. But you have two kibbutzes. I don't think it's a good idea to do both, bro.
So we're
doing pizza. That's fine.
They've been tilted.
Burgers won now.
And I don't have a vote.
No, you and I are going burgers.
Yeah, but the fellows who didn't want, are they going to eat though?
Yeah.
I don't. Yeah. Yeah? No one's allergic, no.
Rabbi Abba,
you don't need me,
but it's okay.
So what are you going to have?
I'll have regular ones.
A veggie burger. They don't sell veggie burgers.
That has nothing to do with that. It's me. That has to do with the taste.
So what would you like instead?
Okay. They
have Beyond. All right, we'll figure it out. Okay, let's continue. What is the notion of Oren? You want a hamburger? You don't care. Yeah, I don't care either. Okay, as long as we have lunch. What does Tosfos ask about Igun the Eved? What kind of lush of Igun? What's Iguna by Yomim Novak? Iguna by Eved? What's Iguna by Eved? What are you worried about? Tosfos asks. He says, we believe the Shliach to say b'fanei Nechlin. That's a kula b'shumi guna. What daf? Give him an olive. Why is that apply to here? That's Tosfos kasha. Plain and simple. What kind of iguna is there by an Evid? You have a problem with iguna by women, God forbid. What kind of iguna is Evid? That's Tosfos kasha in the bottom of Tosfos an olive. That's 6. 7. What does the Ramban and the Chiddush Aran add on to Tosfos kasha? They add on very strongly. You know what they add on? They add on and they say, well, 1 second, Lamaisa. Okay? They add Lamaisa to Tosfos kasha that if you look at Rav Shimon Gamliel with the stencils, right? Only by get they were makel to do the stencils, but people don't know how to sign. But by Shtar Shikr Shtarim, they weren't makel. So that strengthens Tosfos kasha. So why were they makel by Evid when the Lamaisa, Lefize, according to Tosfos, if there's a problem with Iguna, why did they allow stencils for an Evid, right? That strengthens Tosfos kasha, right? Now, I do have to tell you, and I want you to get this down, the Tosfos Rida, Daf Chesed Beis, and the Rashbah both say there is no Shaykh, there is no problem with Iguna by Evid. They just say what? That there's a Hekesh between what? What's the Hekesh, Aryeh? Are you getting everything down, Aryeh?
Yeah.
Lamaisa, right, there's a hekesh between Evid and Get. So the Chachamim followed suit. It's kind of what we had said before.
How do you say that? We just brought a case where they don't do that.
Right. That's true, Nate. That is true. That's a good kasha. Nate's pointing out how it is the Tosfos is written. Rashba are going to do with that din, Lamaisa, that the kula we only find by what? Stencils is only by what? Is only by a Get, not by Shtar Shikr. It's a good kasha. It's an excellent kasha, Lamaisa. Okay, let's see if we'll try to answer that, okay? It's a good kasha, excellent. But the bottom line is, according to the Tosfos written in Rashba, well, there is no problem, it was just a hekesh, but then what do you do, Lamaisa, about why didn't they make an equation, Nate's asking? It's a good kasha. Let's see if we'll try to answer that. Okay, but that answer is number what? 7. Please get that. Tosfos asks, what kind of iguna is there? There's no problem with iguna at all. Lamaisa, what type of iguna is there, Lamaisa? You don't need 8 enim shum iguna. What kind of iguna is there? Okay. So, what did the Pnei Yehoshua ask on this? So the Pnei Yehoshua asked on this. Let's get it. Pnei Yehoshua said like this. He said, Dafka shtar shikur from Medina Sayam, Nate, they were mekel mishum iguna. Because why? You might not be able to find 8 enim that's verified because it came from Medina Sayam. That's why Lamaisa Dafka, when you send the Shtar Shikr from Nisyam, they were Mako Mishum Iguna. That's our Mishnah. Because it's possible you will not be able to find people to verify it. Mashain Kane, with the stencils, it's not going to be such an Iguna, Lamaisa. You'll be able to find some other Adam to know how to sign something. By a woman, the stakes are really high. By a woman, the stakes are really high because he might have to go and he might die and she might fall to Yibum. So we don't play any games regarding the stencil, regarding the woman. So the same thing, you could answer, Nate, what you asked, according to the text written in the Rashba, that there's no concept of Igun at all, Evid is Hukush Legerisha, so why didn't they have that kula? Because the bottom line is that there was no need to have that kula. You follow me? There's no rush to find it. there's no rush to find. Even though they might say that there's no shaykh concept of iguna, so the bottom line is, Nate, is that if there's no concept of iguna, that's why there is no cool of stencils by Star Shechur. You follow me? Because they hold there is no prob of iguna by Evan. Actually, it works out well. You follow me? The cool of stencils is only by Get, where there's a real prob of iguna. According to the Tosfos written in Rashi, there is no prob of iguna. So that's why there's no cool of the stencils. You follow me?
Then there wouldn't be a comparison of the lulav made either.
Well, that was just because they made a flat out takana. But the
takana shavu above
right.
And it happens to be one that is low plug.
Yes, so you have to say that they made a low plug.
By certain things,
it's a good horror what you're saying, but at least by rabbinic institutions they did. That's what you have to say. It's a very good horror. Excellent. Okay. That's the chiddush of number 8 of the Pnei Yehoshua. Okay? Let's continue now, guys. Number 9. What's the teretz of the Ramban and the Ran? So the Ramban and the Ran said in the Ritva, I should have had the Ritva on, they say when a guy delivers a get from Nisiyam, there is Igun by the Evan. Because if you accept the Shtar Shikhar, you don't see Fananekhtav, he's going to be no one to marry. He's in no man's land. He's Asr Babaskar, he's Asr Bashivcha. But by the case of the stencils, yeah, Dafka by Yadisha, we're afraid he's going to go to Benin Siyam, she'll be stuck as a Guna. By Evan, what are you worried about? He always has the ability to marry a Shivcha. He always has the ability of marry a Shivcha. But Lamaisa, we pointed out that it's a little difficult because you have Taisus Kasha that you don't have to give the Star Shikhar. Why get into a problem? Don't give the Star Shikhar to remain Mutter B'Shivcha. And the Ran says sometimes the Odom will give the Star Shikhar to the Evan, to a Shlich against the will of the Evan. And then the Evan will be Aser B'Shivcha Baskarin. So the bottom line is you do have a situation that if you don't verify with the Fanei Nechtov, you might have a quagmire for the Evan, namely who's going to marry. Is that? Yes, Tosis himself is going to answer that too as well. Correct. We're going to get to more of that. That is correct. That's what Tosis basically says himself too. But the bottom line is that that's why there is an issue of what? Of Iguna. But Tosis had prefaced this, Nate, by saying don't give it. So if you don't give it, you got no problem, right? It won't be usher. So the bottom line is that it's considered Iguna because he's usher about Schairin and he won't be chayv in mitzvahs. Okay, so, but that's one answer. The answer is number what? Number 9, 10. What's the second answer of the Ramban? The Ramban said, since we believe the Eved, Begit Inoshim, we believe him also Gabi Shukuri Avodim. We believe him by everything. That we're not going to be machmir Bekal Yosef Mivachomer. So in other words, basically, so if you believe the Eved, Begit Inoshim, you're going to believe him by the topic himself of what? Shechur Avodim. But by Edim that don't know how to sign, L'chachil, they shouldn't start a Shtar Shechur. But even if they did, it's good. Vein Begeti should be Shtar Shechur. Now the Ramban, when is he Machshir also, but Yevid started a Mammon or not? That seems to be a Machlez Rishon. The Ram says it's possible, and the Mechaber, and the Choshen Mishpah, the Ram's in Perichav Dao, L'chavav, 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 the Ramah quotes Yesh Machshirin, who's a tour of the Magnishim Rashba. Do we say, let's get that, we Machshir Shtari Momin as well? If they don't know how to what? Write it, they don't know how to sign it, we do a stencil. So the Ramban saw about a case, so the Ramah in the Eved begit the Noshim, the Ramah in Mashiach Ravon, because you can't be Mekel on the home category, so Nachmer B'Yoser, B'Kal, Yoser B'Mechomer. Obviously, it gets more chomer than Star Shikhar. So, what are you going to be more machmer than Star Shikhar and less machmer than I get? That's what you have to say to terrorists. Okay. Yes.
That was the second answer.
Second answer of the Ramban. That answer number 10. Yes. Since you believe the Evan, no, so we believe most of the Shikhar. There's a blanket of believing him. But Adam don't know how to sign. Lamai said, Lachachil, they shouldn't sign. Bidi Evan, if they sign, it's kosher. Question is, does Ramban allow Bidi Evan Star Mammon? We said it might make machlekes between the Ram and the Mechaber on one hand against the Ramah B'Shem Tur and Magen Mishnah B'Shem the Rashbo. Okay, that answers number 10. 11. 11. What was the Tainin in the Gabi Shtar Shikhar? What's Tainin mean?
Make a claim for it.
Advocate, right. Beizin advocates for you that the thing is forced. Do we do that by a get? Yes or no?
No.
No, we don't. Tosin in the bottom of Beizin went off, that big Tosos. Why don't we? Mishum what? Mishum Iguna. We don't want to cause problems for no reason. Why does Iran say we don't do it? Because the woman is not mamun of the husband. What's the nafkamini between them? What's the nafkamini between them? Again, what's the reason why we don't do tanin by get? Either because of Mishum Iguna or because she's not mamun of the Baal. What's the nafkamini? Eved. By Eved, if it's Iguna like Tisus. But it's not shaykh to say that he's not mamona shobal.
What was the
first answer? There's two reasons why we don't do tainina for iguna for a woman. One is because of iguna. What's the other one? She's not the mamon of the husband. She's not chattel. So she's not the mamon of the husband. So why should we do tainina? You know, to protect him. She's her own entity. Now, what's a nafkamina? Nafkamina is by Eved. Because if you assume there's iguna, then what? Then you won't do tainina even for an Eved. But Lamaisa, it's not shaykh to say he's not Mamona Shobal. An Eved Kanani is chattel. So since an Eved Kanani is chattel, so obviously we would what? We would say you could do tainina for what? For an Eved Kanani. So that would be a good nafkamina. Okay, let's continue.
Where's that
Tosos? Bezim and Aleph. You mean Shalav from the big Tosos in the bottom Bezim of the Ran on the base. Remember that? That was the first line of the Tosos. Why does the Mishnah need to say Imei Shalav Orim? Well, she'd do it on her own automatically. You don't do Tainin by yet because Mishum Iguna. We're not going to cause problems because it might create a Naguna. You follow me? Okay. What was the Ron's theory? She's not Mamona Shobal. She's not chattel. So why on earth should we cause problems? She has her own life. And the Kanani, though, is chattel. So according to that, we would actually do Tainin to protect the other. You got that? I want you to get that. I'm going to write that on the machine. Clean that up. Okay, you got it? Asterisk it. Okay? Asterisk it. Doesn't mean that's going to be the only thing on it. Okay, you're going to do it inside for the vocab too, yes? That answers which one?
11.
12. Let's go, guys. What does Tosa say on the Lashon? Dimishum Dasar Adalo Dasar B'Shikha. So Tosa, what do I mean to say that by that? What was his Lashon? Dimishum Dasar Avshalo Yasser B'Shifcha. What does that mean? What is that lashon? Tosfos says, I don't know what the problem is. Just don't give it. Or you get yourself into a quagmire case. What's a quagmire case? You have the Star Shikra delivered, and you're in a quagmire. Was it good? Was it not good? So what are you supposed to do? Are you supposed to be able to stay with the Shifcha? Are you able to not worry about Skar? I don't know what to do. You know what you could have solved yourself? The problem? Don't give it to her. Then don't give it to her. Don't give it to him. Then they remain Eved Kanani, right? That's a great line, no? That's a great line of Tosfos. So the Pnei Yeshua and the Maram Shiv ask, according to the Rabbanan Tzitzchus, the guy goes what? The guy should go free already. Right? He should be Asur Shivcha already. Why are you in this quagmire state? You're not. Second, then he accepts it. So the Maram Shiv says the Kaz is only according to a mayor, that it's a chol for the Eved to go free. That's the Teretz of Maram Shiv. Pnei Yehoshua answers that the kash is according to the mayor and according to the Rabbanon, if you hold holik as lav kischi. Okay? Meaning that he doesn't morph into a shlich kabbalah right away. Okay? Now, according to Rabbi Kivager, okay? We answered number 12. They're on 13. Okay? You got me? Again. 12 was, what's the lashon? So we said, because you're in a quagmire, and the thing is, don't give it at all. So the Pnei Yehoshua and the Maram Shiv ask, according to the Rabbanan Tzitzchus, so Shubas B'Shivcha. So they answer the Maram Shiv that the Kash is only according to the mayor who holds the Chov, and Pnei Yehoshua says, Kash according to the mayor, or according to the Rabbanan, holds the Holik Lav Kischi. So it's not a Tzitzchus at this point. Okay? So what does Rabbi Kivager answer? Then the Mishnah talking about a case where the Adon said explicitly, you are my shlich l'holacha. So therefore, that answers Tosfos' kasha. Tosfos said, don't give it. Remember, Tosfos said, don't give it. You won't have a problem. What do you mean, don't give it? You're a job to do. What's your job? Your job is to give it. So you don't have an option to say, don't give it. Okay, that's what comes out according to Rabbi Kivager. So we said the last nekuda on this was the Pnei Yehoshua and the Maram Shiv say that if the shliach is not believed to say fana nechtov, he's not believed to say fana nechtov, but you need edikim, and if there's no edikim, the eved will be also the shivcha, and the eved's not able to marry the batzchayrin. So it comes out the Kabbalah Shtar Shikra is a chov, because it won't be freed anymore because of Kabbalah Shtar Shliach, unless they gave him a Shtar Shikra. So that's what Taz asks. Don't give him the Shtar Shikra, be mutter b'shivcha. Meaning you have to know the context behind this. The Pnei Yeshua and the Maram Shiv say that since the Shliach wouldn't be believed to say Fana Nechta, but you need Edikim. If there's no Edikim, then he would tackle be also to her. He'd be also b'shivcha, would be able to marry Batzchayrin. So it comes out the Kabbalah Shtar is a chov form. And Lamaisi, he doesn't go free because of Kabbalah Shlich unless they give him the Shtar Shikr. Unless they give him the Shtar Shikr, that's what says yes. Don't give the Shtar Shikr.
Since he needs the agent, it's a Shtar Chov.
What did you say?
Since he needs the agent, that makes it a Shtar Chov.
It's considered to be a Chov, Lamaisi. In other words, according to Bikiv Egan, Mishtam, I guess, where he said explicitly your Shlich Lolacha, right? So if you're explicitly Shlich Lolacha, so therefore, that answers to his kash. Tosfos said, don't give the star. What do you mean don't give the star? You're Shlich Lolacha, that's your job. You got to give the star, right? That's one answer. Another answer, I think, was true in the Maram Shiv say, that if the shliach would not be believed to say the final nechtov, you need edikim, and if you didn't have edikim, the eved would be also the shivcha. If you didn't have edikim, the eved would be also the shivcha, and the eved would be able to marry Baskarin. So it comes out that Kabbalah Shtar Shikur is a chol for him, and Melaisa, he won't be free with the Kabbalah Shtar Shikur unless you give him the Shtar Shikur. So Taz asks, don't give him the Shtar Shikur, and then he'll be mutter b'shivcha. Okay, we got that chiddush? That's the chiddush of the Pnei Yeshua Lamaisa and the what? That's the chiddush of the Pnei Yeshua and the Maram Shiv. Okay? They're saying the shliach will not be believed to say before and after. You need edikim. So if there's no edikim, you'd be also b'shiv. You wouldn't be able to marry anyone. You'd be stuck. So Kabbalah Shtar Shikur is a chov for him, and he won't be free with the he won't be free with the Kabbalah Shtar Shikur unless you gave him what? Unless you give him directly the Shtar Shikur. That's what it says. Don't give it to him. Okay? All right, we got that? That's the Chiddush. Okay, what does that answer? That answer is 12. 13. What's the Mahalik we said about this Chalik of this Taisus? Okay? What's the Mahalik we said about the Chalik of this Taisus? Okay, we got it? We said like this. We said the following. Please get it. That's what we just said over. We just said over that chiddush. We just said over number what? We said over 13. That was 13. Okay? Please get it. We said over 13. We said over what? Dimashum. And we said over what? We said over 13. Okay? That was the answer we gave both of those. Okay, 14. What's the answer of Igun Gabi Evid? What is Tos answer ultimately? What does he say it's Igun? Why? Because he can't marry Baskor and he's not Chayv what? Excellent. It's not chayv mitzvahs completely. That is how Taisa answers, and there is a notion of iguna. He doesn't say like the Larashba and the Taisa's Rid that say, don't worry about it, there is no iguna, but we're just making an equation. He says there is. Remember we always say from Ron Swag, there's two ways to answer a kasha and Rishonim. What are the two ways to answer the kasha and Rishonim? The premise in the kasha is what? The premise in the kasha is what? Is destroyed, or the premise remains? You come up with a new theory. So the premise of the kasha was, is there iguna? What's the teretz? Teretz is, according to the Tosfos Rid in the Rashba, there is no iguna. It's just because we're equating them on the Rabbanim, yes? What's the answer of Tosfos? There is iguna. What's the iguna? The iguna is, if that can't marry a batzchayrin, it's not chayv mitzvahs. Excellent, guys. Okay.
Can we repeat the other
Shita? Tosfos Rid in the Rashba say there is no iguna. We just compare them on in Drabonans. That's we have a hekesh. We compare them. Strange way he says hekesh. We have Xer Shavas of Lola. He just means hekesh in the sense connection. He doesn't mean hekesh in quotes. You know, like Xer Shava, like one of the hermeneutics. Did I ever tell you that? I was so bothered for many years why hekesh is not in the Yigdal Omis or the Shmuel Omer. And I heard Rav Rabinovicki ask this kasha. Rabbi Rabinovicki is one of the Rishis in Arachayim, in Queens. And the answer that Tashbetz gives is because the Hekesh likes the Mefurish Bakra. So it's not a needed. It's not a hermeneutic of a tool, how to deal with Torah Shabbat. It's Mefurish Bakra. So when he said Hekesh here, he doesn't mean Hekesh in quotes. He means just connection. I'm sorry, Nate, what were you going to say? Oh, I thought you had a kasha. You got this? Benj, you got it clear? Okay. Very good. What number are we up to?
That was 14.
That was 14. Excellent. 50. What's some house we said about this Teretz of Taisus? So we said like this. We had a great kasha, the Gerish Yerach of the Beis Aaron. What is the famous din in Gittin, Daf Lamechesed and Brachos? What daf is it in Brachos? I think it's Mem Zayin. They had nine guys for a minion, and the tenth man was a Blazer Zevit, so he's Meshacharim. Rek the Gemara, you're over Nesse. The Olam Em Tavonim, not a lot of free Ravik Naini. Gemara says Mitzvah Shaini. It's a Mitzvah. Gemara says Mitzvah Bob Haveri. Gemara says Mitzvah the Rabbin. A Mitzvah Rabbin beats out Mitzvah Bob Haveri. There's an Isser essay, right? What's a classic Isser essay? You must keep it in a kind of state of servitude. It doesn't say Alta Shachar in the Torah, it says Lovim Tavonim. So the Gerish Yerachim and the Beis Aaron has a bomb kasha, beautiful kasha. Gemara says later on, Gidin Lam Chesed Alta the Lovim Tavonim. So what does that mean, Aryeh? What's the Ratzon of the Torah? The Ratzon of the Torah is that he shouldn't be Chayav Mitzvahs. And he shouldn't be, have to have the ability to marry a Bas Karim. So why do you call that an Niguna? That's not the spirit of the Torah. The Ratzon of the Torah is not that way. How do I prove that? The Torah says an Isser of freedom. You're in Akasha? How can Tez argue that there's a notion of a what Iguna? What's the Iguna by every time? That he's what? Can't marry a Bas Karim and he can't what? He's not Chayav Mitzvahs. So what? The spirit of the Torah is that he shouldn't have to do that. And then what proves that? There's an Isser Esset. I want you to get that down. No. Asterisk on the Bechin. That'll be on there. Really. Please remember which ones I said to be on. I'm asking you guys to remember which one's going to be on. Which one did I say already?
Number 11.
Which was what? Which was Tainina. Number one is Tainina. This is number two already.
That what?
Too late already. It's too late, Elliot. Too late. There's an Isser essay.
Of
freeing and Evik Naini. The old event of Odu.
So that trumps the...
Not that trumps. What does that show? That shows to you that the Torah doesn't want him to be free, Chayav Mitzvahs. The Torah doesn't want him to have the ability to marry Bas Karim. So how could Tez argue that the Iguna by Evik Naini is what? Is the fact that he cannot marry Bas Karim, he's not Chayav Mitzvahs. So what? You see the spirit of the Torah? That Torah doesn't want that. Nate, you got that? It's a great kasha. So what's the Torah to that kasha? So the base Aaron says, I want you to know something. He says, anyway, it's us to put the guy in what? There's an Isser anyway to put the guy in servitude, because even if there's no Isser to free the guy, the reason why there's an Isser to Meshabed the guy is because here, the other already freed him. He wrote him, he did a pula to write the Shtar Shechur. It's like being mafker him. So he says, in this case, there's anyway an Isser. Because why? There's no Isser to Meshachar him, because he already was Meshachar him. He did a pula of writing the Shtar Shechur. That's like Hefker. That's like Hefker. So we said, where does it say that he freed the guy? Where does it say that he freed the guy? He wrote the Shtar Shechur. That's not Hefker. So we said he sent by sending the Shtar Shechur from Medina Sayam, what does that show? What does that show? That shows you gave a Shtar Shechur to who, are you? You gave it to a Shliach and you're being Meyayish from him. It's like you're giving up hope. You no longer expect him to be under your auspices. The fact that you wrote him a Shtar Shechur and gave it to a Shliach, that already shows that he already is what? It's like Hefker, and you've already released him. So that's why, Halacha L'maisa, that's why there's an Isser Meshabed in this case, and that's why there's no Isser free the guy, because in essence, he's already been freed. At least the Dinim Mammon is Shabbat. At least the Kinyan Mammon has been freed.
But it comes from doing something wrong, about, like, you weren't ever supposed to free him, but the fact that you
That's a very good horror bench. Could be, but that's smooth. He did it already. That's what we want. That's what we want to time. He did it already. It's a good horror what you're saying. In other words, in a chanami, maybe he shouldn't have done it, but he did it already. And since he did it, we're in a state of really what you can no longer be meshabed him. There's no issue. So there's no issue to free him anymore. So the spirit of the Torah doesn't apply here of that because he's already been freed. So therefore, why mess him up and say he can't marry anyone? Might as well make sure he can marry someone and be chayav mitzvahs.
So he's kind of free, but he still needs his
right. Yes, because the kinyan mammon has been released by the kinyan mitzvah. Similar to that. That's what we're saying. It's like Yehush and Hefker. Yes, Nate.
Where we say the fact that the shtar is already given to Shaliyah and have to go through with it already?
I wouldn't say we know he has to go through with it because Chomer says you can't be chosen. Rav Meir says you can't, right? We know that. Right, but I'm saying what we're talking about here is Gufanenechta. The notion of saying Gufanenechta, because it might not be a kosher star.
Well, Rabbi said that you wrote it already, and then once you write it, yeah.
Right, you wrote and you wrote and you gave it already, but you need to verify it. You gave it to the shir, you need to verify it. So our whole problem is here is why should it be a kula Gufanenechta by star? What kind of iguna problem is? So we're saying there is an iguna problem because he got to himself in this whole quagmire, like Ben just saying. Because
he already handed over.
Yeah, once he handed over, he delivered it. It's like a hefker. And we don't want this guy to be in this quagmire already. And there's no Issur Freedom anymore already because it's already been put into motion. The Kinyan Moment's been released. So therefore, that's what we assume. Ode Shlomar, one sec, Ben Yomin, that if you're Meshachar Rev, Mestam, we're not talking about Rishoyim, they're over Nisr. Mestam, maybe we're talking about a case where they need a dominion. Maybe you can maybe you don't have to say he's a bad guy, bench. Maybe the whole mission is talking about a case where you need a minion. This is the Bar Yaakov himself, the second. It's a little hard to believe, though, because you're sending the Shliach from Medina Sam. So it can't be a minion case. But you're allowed to free the guy with the Tzorach Mitzvah. Remember who said that? I don't know, maybe there's some big mitzvah that he needs to do. Maybe he's somewhat strong guy, and he's the only guy that can free captives or something. And you own him in Medina Sam, so you send him. You have to come up with a case where it's taka mitzvah to free him, and there's no issur. Okay, so that would answer your nakuda, Benj. Maybe that's why the Varyak was giving his own answer. You don't have to say that he did something wrong in the originally. Yes, what do you say, Nate?
Is it not a mitzvah to make him chayav mitzvah? No.
Good question.
The whole premise is that it's not a mitzvah.
That's what Tosis' argument is.
But once you make him chayav mitzvah, then become a fulfillment mitzvah.
Right, but Nate's saying good, so is Binyamin saying good, both of you are saying good. The bottom line is that until he's in that state, who says I'm a chuyuv? Just like we don't have a din of a guy or goyim. There's no din of a guy or goyim, they're chayvim seven mitzvahs. So let the Eved Kenani be a half Jew. There's no chiyuv to make a full Jew. You follow me? There's no chiyuv to make a full Jew. In fact, there's an issur to make him a full Jew. In this case, he's either done something wrong already, or maybe he's done nothing wrong because the case where it's a mitzvah to free him. Okay? But you can't say that, I'm glad you brought it up, you can't say that on its own that there's such a mandate. Okay? Because there's goyim, there's half Jews, and then there's full Jews. So who says I have to make a half Jew a full Jew? Okay? Yes, Binyamin.
I think that you don't even have to get to all these answers. Just say that the whole thing is of Yigun is from the perspective of the Eved. And it's where he's sitting. So the Torah might say that the Torah doesn't think that it's the ideal, but from his perspective, where he's sitting, it's a zuchus. So he's stuck in Yigun. And I, as where I'm sitting, is stuck in Yigun. But the Torah doesn't like it. But for me,
I'm glad you brought that up because we don't. That's from you're taking it from an emotional stance. We don't care about emotional stance.
We do.
His feeling is according to the prism of the Torah.
Sure.
And that's all we care about. If the spirit of the Torah is to stay, that's it. It is. It's not. That's the thing.
If he already had kids with
I understand, but there's no notion of emotional. So it's what the Torah says.
Sure.
Answer your own kasha. Those are not his halachic kids.
But
you know that.
Sure.
Those are not his halachic kids.
Sure.
So that is not peruvu.
But when we talk about Egon in general, right?
You're thinking of a Maitama that made the organization Orem. You're thinking of that because we're talking about objectively.
Right.
You cannot look at it from an emotional perspective.
Why don't we?
Because
the
Torah defines it. Like I said to Nate, there's nothing wrong with being a half Jew. There's nothing wrong with being in that state. In fact, there's an issue to move in that
state.
I don't care. That does not play a role.
Is there a halachic issue with being in iguna, an isha that's an iguna? That she's sitting.
Yeah, it's terrible. It's a terrible thing.
It's awful.
I understand, but that doesn't change the halachic concept.
But her halachically doesn't like get hurt.
So I'm saying, so I'm giving that answer to you now by the Eved Kenani.
Who cares? So
who cares?
The isha cares that she can't get married, and so do the Eved. He cares that he can't do the mitzvah.
That doesn't play a role.
Binyamin's saying, okay, fine. Let's say that doesn't play a role. Why are we being made by a woman?
Right, exactly. By a woman, it's not about halacha.
Because we want her to be able to what?
We want him to be able to. And you're trying to say that.
No, you answer your own question. No,
what is the difference?
No, because I will tell you, there's no mandate for Nebuchadnezzar to be fully chayav in mitzvahs.
And there's no mandate for the woman to get married.
Sure there is. Every woman should have the ability to get married.
And every man should as well.
No, not true. Who says that a guy should be chayav in tari mitzvahs? Who said that Nebuchadnezzar should be a full
Jew? He's not a guy.
So who says that Nebuchadnezzar should be chayav in all mitzvahs? Who told you that?
Who says that a woman should?
Of course there's a mitzvah.
She has no chiyuv. Women have no chiyuv for Ruvu.
There are halachas that a woman is supposed to give him mezonos. A woman's supposed to have onah, conjugal rights. There's all these dinim that a woman has of being married. So we want her to have that ability to be married.
And an Eved is chayav in all mitzvahs that a woman is.
What'd you say?
Eved is chayav in the same level of mitzvahs as a woman is.
Yes, about mitzvahs as one, but not the notion of marriage. Not the notion of marriage, not the notion of ona. There's no chiyuv of ona. There are some that are not. There's no mandate. You guys are asking good. I'm glad you asked me that. You guys are asking good. But there is no mandate that a goy should be converted. We don't go around converting goyim. There's no din that the other can have to make him a Jew. But a woman should have the ability to be married. She shouldn't be stuck. There's all halachic status of being married. Okay, let's go on. You guys are asking good. I'm proud of you guys. Okay, here we go.
Ready?
Yes, Bench.
So we said at this point, once you've already had this heiress, right, then at that point you.
The pool of writing starts with tantamount to Hefker and Yehush.
It was that or giving it over to the Shaliach?
That is the act of Hefker in that sense. Okay. He's put into motion. All these things.
At that point you should do what? You should not do here?
That's Iguna, so you need to what? You need to do Bufani Nefrani Nefrani. Right? Again, we're trying to be mazur the kula, why we allow one. For a woman, you have that, okay? All right? So that's the din l'maisa. Now the Tais is rid, and the Rashba said the whole thing is moot, because there is no, it's just a Hashba. But Tais didn't go with that route. Tais said there's a real problem with the Yiguna. Okay, what number are we up to?
That was the 16.
Okay, please get that. Now we're up to 16. 16. What does Tais say in the bottom, din l'maisa shavu and daftesim and aleph? Tais says, why does it say shavu kitei nashim l'shechir avadim? The model is Gerisha. The model is Gedisha. The model is Shur Shikra Avadim. It should say Shavu Gitei Nashim L'Shikra Avadim. That's what it says. It should say it the other way. So what's the answer? Tais says, because we're in Maseches Gittin, and the topic is talking about Gedisha. That's why Gedisha is mentioned first. Okay, that answers. This is complete Shir 1 B'Chazara. Let's go to 2. Let's go to 2, guys. Let's keep working. Okay? Alright, here we go. Everyone got it? Usher, you got me? You know the Novik. They're up here, you, Eliezer. Here, take. Does anyone not have? Here, guys, pass them out. Thank you. Okay, I think everyone here is there today except Yehuda. I don't know, maybe text them. Okay?
And Yisrael.
And Yisrael, both of them. Please text them both. We said that the whole week we wanted everyone to be here. Okay? Okay, number 2. What are the 3 dinim? Sheshavu kitei nashim l'shechur avadim. Figured out how to do this last week. Remember, I couldn't figure out the table and everything.
So,
what are the 3 dinim? Sheshavu kitei nashim l'shechur avadim lefi Rav Meir Mala Arba Mala Ravi. 3 dinim are the following. Funenefto is good for getting Ishtar Shichur. Number 2 is that a get made in the Ishtar Shichur in the Arkao secular courts is possible. Number 3, if an aid kusi signs a get Ishtar Shichur, it's kosher. And number 4 is, according to Meir, that it's given to a shliach before it's been delivered to the woman or the eved k'nani, it can be what? You can retract. That's straight up dinim. Please know this, guys. That's number 1. Number 2. What is the dinim? What is the mispar of the chavim? 3 excluding. What is the mispar of the remeir excluding? The number 3, according to the chacham, is excluding chazara. The number 4 of remeir is excluding the stencils. The case of the stencils. No? I think so. Am I correct or am I wrong?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. believe so. So therefore, the kula of the stencils is only by Kadisha, not by Shtar Shichur. Yes? We got that? So know the number. I mean, you know how to count. Why is it coming when they wrote the Gemara? Did the Mishnah have to give you a number? The number is to exclude Lamute, Minyana, Lamute, Mai. What does the word Minyana mean? No, number. What is Lamute? To exclude. I'm going to give you vocab, guys. Okay? You got to know the numbers. Okay? Minyana means number. Okay? Lamute means to exclude. Okay?
It's so hard out of context in those words.
I know, but that's how you pick it up. You guys are doing good with it. Okay, well, that answers number which one? 2, 3. Let's get it. Rashi had a collector's item shita about a goy. Okay, but we didn't get to that yet. Yes, actually, it's in number 4. It is in number 4. What is shita's Rashi by a goy, by a get? Why can a goy not sign a get? Jonathan, Linda, please. Let's get it. Put it in the computer or you close it. Right? Why is a goy possible for a get isha? Because la b'nei krisis ninu. There is no concept of get by goyim. What's the concept of get by goyim, the Rambam says? They stop living together. What's the concept of marriage? They don't have to go to a church. They just start living together. Man and wife, like living man and wife. How do they part? They one moves out. There's no concept of get. The Ksav Kabbalah says, when Avram Avinu went down to Mitzrayim, what did he say to his Sarah's wife? Imri Nachosiat. He called her his sister. A brother and sister can't be together for B'nai Noach. He was being Megarisher. Because he was afraid of Paro. Okay, he didn't want her to be over Eshesish. They always go to Mount Tyre, didn't they, with Shem Yisrael, right?
They got remarried.
They got remarried, yes. They got remarried, that is correct. Well said. That's why the Chassam Sofer says, Nate, the next week's Parsha, in the episode with Avimelech, what does it say? In the next week's Parsha, what does it say, Lamaisa? That he knew B'nevuah, that what? That he didn't touch her. Why? Because in between the two Parshas, the Gemara says in the Durham, he had become a Kohen. Who made him a Kohen? What's his name? Malki Tzedek, Gemara says in the Durham. He made Avram a Kohen. Gemara says in the Durham. What? Yeah, Hashem told Malki Tzedek. But in the story with Paro, he was a what? He was a Yisrael, so if she was raped, he still would have been what? He still would have been Mutter. But by Avimelech, who's already, he had to know B'nevuah that he never lived because he was a Kohen, she would have been Usher. That's why it says Navi. That's what the Sam Sofer writes. What'd you say?
Is fucking Yaakov also Kohen?
I don't know. It's a good question. It's a good question. Well, yeah, it's a good question. Nate's asking, did that pass down? It's a good question. I don't know. Maybe it was Oral Shaw. Yeah, it could be. That's you have to. It was Kodem Antir. Poshup Shot Avram was the only the Kohen. Poshup Shot. Okay? Started by Levine. It's Kodem Antir, but it's a good Kasha. Okay. So let's get to Shita Rashi. Why is he Pusul Latus? Why is he going Pusul for a get? There's no Shaykhs of get. Labinay Krisis Ninu. You guys got that? Labinay Krisis Ninu. Correct. You got me? Labinay Krisis Ninu. Now, it could be, and Tosfos Lamaisa writes the Psulim. Tosfos is an apostle latest Lamaisa, but why does Rashi say the Labanei Krisis Ninu? You know why? Please get this, because Rashi holds a collector's item that a goy is kosher latest on dinim omnis, where you know he's not lying. Please get that down. That's the second part of this question. A goy is possible to get ish because he's not b'nei krisis, but for star momentus, he's good. It's crazy. As long as you know he's not lying. Who else holds like this? The Gosh Ashri quotes the Sefer HaChachma. Please get it. That a goy is kosher latest to dini momentus. Alpizeh. Okay. Alpizeh, you can ask the Kasha. You can answer the Kasha, the Iran and the Mordechai. Doesn't the Gemara say in Yudam and Beis that star or all our coasts are kosher because goyim don't lie? What do you mean? Moshe and Aaron are postulatus, even though we know they're not going to lie. What's the answer? Because they're kroven. So let goyim be postulatus. What's the answer? A goy really is kosher beis. We're just kosher is going to lie. So in our coast, they don't want to get perjury. So you know they don't want to go to jail, so they're not going to what? They're not going to lie. It's amazing sheet. Please get this. This is Rashi and who else? The Sefer HaWat? Chachma. Sefer HaChachma, the Gosh Ashri quotes, that a goy is kosher latest for dini momentus. Okay? Amazing Kiddush. At least for a Star Raya, at least. Okay? At least for a Star Raya. Yes, Binyamin.
So would a Jewish woman be allowed?
Oh, that's a good question. That's a good kasha. You guys are asking good kashas. Binyamin says, according to Rashi and the Sefer HaChachma, the Jewish kasha is, would a woman be good? I would think, yeah, why not? Why not? The only reason why a woman's possible is for Yiddin, because you'd be a Jewish man, but...
It's an issue of
lying. Why? If you know she's not lying, what's the difference?
Is it lying or is it dance? I don't know.
No, it's lying. It's lying. Das. What do you mean? A woman has das.
I don't know.
Of course she has das. No, she has das. The only thing you think of dait and kal is by yichud. That's talking about yani, you know, znus. That one man can have yichud, cannot have yichud with two women because they won't be strong enough. He'll be mezana with both of them. But two men can't have yichud with one woman because they'll be embarrassed, right? One guy will be embarrassed in front of the other guy. Okay. It's a good kasha. I would say that they would be good. I would say that they would be good based on that. Okay, but as we should look into it. That's number what? 4. 5. What is Shitas HaTaisis in the Rambam, the Rosh, Lagabe Goy, Leitis?
That's 3. I think that was 3.
I'm sorry, that was 3. I apologize. That was 3.
No, that was 4.
No, that was 3. 4. What was our Mahalik? Yes. What was our Mahalik? What was our mahal? Let's get to that. Yes? Let's get to that, Lamaisa. That answers our... Well, that happens to do a little bit with Lamaisa, a little bit of... Let's continue. We're still in the middle of 4. Okay, so Taisa Baba Kama and the Mordechai ask, how can a goy be kosher ladies? It doesn't say achicha. So what's the answer? That's the Pnei Yoshua said, that's only by dinin nefashos. By dinin mominis, we can base it on self and odaz baldin. As long as you have a good riot and no one's lying, so too Edis of a Goy should be good. Okay? So please get that. Yes? Please get this. And we added on from Nukha Barchovich that Rashi holds Dafkin Evid is good. He's part of Klal Yisrael. Dine Edis. Yes? You need Achiv. And Evid is B'Klal of Klal Yisrael, but he's still a problem. He's Pasul Edis. He's not Achiv the Mitzvah. He's not Chayv al Mitzvah. A Goy is Kashul Edis because all the Dinim that are Shachtim Ben Noach, he's Mitzvah Dinim. That includes testifying for testimony for Jewish guys as well. Right, in other words, achicha is only a problem when you're in that realm of shtickle. So since an Eved is not fully chai mitzvah, he's posel. An Eved Kanani is posel, so he's not fully achicha. But a goy is in the parsha where he could be. He's chai in dinim, and that includes testifying for Jews in dinim that are shayach to them. Therefore, we don't care if he's not achicha. That's all part of number 4. That's the mahalach we said, according to Rashi. Yes.
Did you say you have to be able to be an aid?
Yes.
So how could a woman be an aid?
That's why she's posel ladies.
I'm saying a non-Jewish woman, she would be
well, there, that's what I'm saying. They're chayiv in dinin, both goyish men and goyish women. So they're chayiv in that.
Women are the same chayiv
yes.
as men?
Yes. For goyim. Yes.
Okay,
and that's why they could testify even for Jewish dinin moments, because they have a notion of dinin, like you're saying. Correct. That's why I think they would be okay. We don't paskin like Rashi, don't get me wrong. Sefer Chappah, within Rashi, Binyamin's asking, what about a Goyish? I think it would be good. We got to think more of them. Okay. That's 4. 5.
So Rav Nachum would say that an Eved is
Mutir to be... No. Rav Nachum Berchovich says an Eved is because he's not fully Achicha. It's a problem. He is B'chal Yisrael. But you have to be Achicha to give Eved. And you're not. You're not Achicha. Just like a woman is not. Women's not chayav omitz, but a goy is kosher for those dinim that they have. That includes what? Testifying for yidim on dinim that they have. Okay, good. That's 4, 5. What is the shitas atayisva ram varosh legabe goy leidus dinim omitz? Pasul, chas v'shalom that he's kosher. They hold without batting an eyelash. Tais is here in the Baba Kama, the Ram, the Mordechai goes to street quotes. A goy is pasul leidus min atayir. Because it says Sheker Anav Achiv, a goy is not Achiv, and the Rambam says the Beferish of Perek Tes Alecha Dalit. Please get it. Hichos Edus. Rambam says without a doubt a goy is Pasul Edus. I our kos are okay. Why is it okay our kos a goy? In Dini Mamis Takana to Rabbana and special Takana. The Tosa Rosh is the Takana Zashuk. We don't think they're lying. We need their business. If you couldn't use courts. How would Jewish men be able to become gvirim? Real estate, all the deals, They couldn't use secular court and the goyim to be, come on. It's a takanas hashuk. You can never develop an economy. No yidim would have money to give stock it. So therefore, it's a kulu min rabbanan. Like, it's like hefker bezen hefker. Like hefker bezen hefker. It's a tremendous what? Tremendous kish. And that's how the Pnei Yeshua and the Ksois, they ask on Rashi. Remember we said? What's the kash they ask on Rashi? What does the Gemara say in Gittin Yudim and Beis? How is a shtar kinyan good? It's chas b'balma. So according to the Tysis, the kasha is what? Yeah? Works beautifully. You need anything sherry to make a star a star. But according to Rashi, that they're kosher, and we believe a goy. Well, how's the Gemara calling a chas b'balma? So what's the answer? Rashi said a goy's kosher only for what? What did Rashi say a goy's kosher for Eliezer? Only a star raya. Only a star raya. Star raya, Lamaisa. Goyim are possible for getting the Labnei Krisis in. They're also what? They're also possible for Goyim's Kona Bekasiv and not star. They're not Bnei Star Nidu. There's no Kinyan star by Goyim. They're possible to star in Mecher. Only for star raya are they kosher. So the Kash of the Gemara is very good now. Kamash is a Chaspa Bahama. How could a Goy, Lamaisa, sign on what? How could a Goy sign on a star Kinyan? It's a Chaspa Bahama. Star raya is something else. That's what Rashi was talking about. So David Parvarsky points out. He says they're not Doma. A get is not Batoris Gerishin, they can't be Aiden. But here there's Kinyanim, they're Batoris Kinyanim, they just don't have the star. So we don't find necessarily Lamaisa that they're what? Lomatinu Shiyu Psulim Latis, that they're going to be what? That they're going to be Pusul Latis. So that's what he wants to tie in, Lamaisa. They're Batoris Kinyanim, they're in that Parsha, but they don't. They cannot, well, we don't find, they're not Bekinyan Zeshel star. So Lomaisa, you can't classify them as being postulatus in quotes. They can't do it because we don't find Lomaisa that they don't have the mechanism of doing kinyanim. But they do have what? They don't have a kinyan star. They have kinyan kasif. They don't have kinyan star. But they're not postulatus. They're good for star riot. That's another way of looking at it, says Dov Varsky. Another way of saying is that they're apostle to apostle. So you come up with a skittish that what only for star riot are they considered to be good. Okay. Yes?
Can we also say that they do have some kind of form of Staros, where they have documentation. You need a notary for things. Like, they have
okay.
Kinyanim of Staros.
Okay, you're saying good.
But
not Kinyanim, not Star Kinyan. Not a Star Kinyan. You're saying like a Dov Varsky.
No, like a D.
You're saying like, okay, you're saying like a Dov Varsky. In that Parsha, but we don't find they don't have the star. They don't have a Kinyan star. So that's why they couldn't start a Kinyan. But to say that they're Pusul, of course not. That's why they're good on a Star Raya. See, the Kinyan is coming from the other perspective. They really are, should be Pusul and Gansan. Because by get their puzzle, and they really should be puzzled. And the only time we find they're kosher is by what? Is by star raya. You know what I'm saying? In other words, you try to say they're really kosher and limited. That's what Radova Barbarsky is trying to say. Whereas the Ksos say, no, they're really, really, they should be puzzled. Rashi is like a collector's item and constrictor. At the end of the day, they got to come to the same goal that Goyim are only kosher ladies for starry raya, not starry kinyan. The question is, how do you get there? That's the difference between the Ksos and Radova Barbarsky. What did you say?
But you can't say like Lapin and Kinyan, because
that's what he's saying. He's saying that
is like by the definition.
They're not Aina Bekinyan Zeshal Star. That's what he writes. Aina Bekinyan Zeshal Star. Okay. All right. That's what we want to tie. That's 5, 6. Let's go, guys. What's the machlekes in the Rambam and the Ramban regarding dinim? Rashi's mashmal like who? So we know there's 6 negative commandments. Shem is spinning off the Noachite code. The Noachites in the second Florida. What do you mean the second Florida? They should be everywhere on the planet Earth. Every goy should be a Noachite, right? That's what we're talking in Bismedish and Shiru. Okay, I don't know if you can go out in the streets and say that. You might get in trouble. But the bottom line is, they don't have to be Christians, Catholics, or Muslims. They should be what? Noachites. Every goy, that's what Hashem wants, Hashem mitzvah Noach, right? To observe Hashem mitzvah Noach. The question is, what does that mean? So the 6 negative commandments are clear. You can't what? Can't steal. You can't what? Can't commit adultery. Can't commit murder. Can't do avodah zarah. Can't eat a live limb. And can't what? Curse Hashem. Yes? What's the 7th one? Dinim. Rambam says to make sure that the 6 are abided by. That's what the Rambam says dinim are. You got that? What does the Ramban say? Set up a legal system. Excellent, Nate. Set up a legal system. Now, we had a further machlokes between the Ramah and the Nitziv. What does it mean, set up a legal system? Do you look at the Ksos and the Sivis? and apply that to their legal disputes? Or do you say whatever whatever makes sense to them? Okay? Whatever makes sense to them. Couldn't hear you. What? That's within the Ramban.
Within the Ramban.
That's within the Ramban. Ramban against the Netziv. Within the Ramban. You know, I don't remember. I think the Ramah is the one who said that that they figure it out on their own. And then the Netziv is the one that they look in the Ksos and the Zivis. They have to ask Rabbanim of what the din would be. I believe so. Do you know Dr. Siv? There's a Rav Siv in Teaneck. Very fine man. He was the Rav of Kerwan when my parents were there. You know Rav Siv? Mm-hmm. He's a big Tamachov. So his father put out the Chuvas Ramah, Dr. Siv, who's a professor here in Revel. So he put out the Chuvas Ramah. It's a big blue sefer. And in that piece in Simon Yud, the Ramah describes that Lamaitse, I think what makes sense, rhyme and reason. Okay? It's a big problem, in the court systems, they just try to split everything. It's not right. Sometimes that guy's 100% right, the other guy's 100% wrong. A friend of mine told me there was like 20, 30 cases in court once. The guy, the judge was going the whole way, split it. Are you kidding me? A guy comes over and says, you owe me $100,000. He gets 50 grand. Can you imagine that? Exactly. What's the point of doing that? Arbitrators do the same thing. Split it. What do you want? One might be 100% wrong.
At least you get 50, not zero.
I understand, but what happens to a bogus claim? There can be guys that are charlatans that do that. That would be a horrible thing. They have the attitude to split it for a point of shalom. Guy doesn't owe you a penny. You pay him $50,000? It's crazy, no? There are situations where... What did you say? No, you're a truthful man. That's why I'm a shaker.
Sure.
Yes, go ahead, Binyam.
I
just
didn't sound like, oh, they would do that.
They're
like, okay,
Pshara,
we say Pshara beforehand in...
There's two tracks. There's Din Tyre and there's Pshara.
Right,
problem is that Din always do Pshara, which is a problem. You only do Pshara when you go on that track.
Sure, we always start.
A lot of times, Bat Din didn't make terrible mistakes. What do you mean split it? Maybe the guy's 100% right. Why should he split it?
Then he should go all the way fully.
So that's that.
We
that's,
always start with Pshara, though.
No, you suggested. You suggested. Right. But there's two tracks. There's Din Tyre and Pshara. And if the litigants want to do Din Tyre, they have to stick to Din Tyre. Right. What I'm telling you is that many Bat Din, even within Din Tyre, will do the Pshara, which is not right. Which is not right at all. You could have a guy like Nate saying, a charlatan, goes over to people, told me 100. You never met the guy in your life. You kidding me? Come on. All right. What number? Oh, so finishing six. Who's Rashi Mashma like? The Ramban. He's Mashma like the Ramban. Because what does he say? He has a lashon al adinim nitzdavu b'nei Noach. What is he mentioning dinim for? It has nothing to do with it. What do you mean? We're talking about a secular court system. Court system is the Ramban. How to do Staros documents. Not abiding by the other six. So it's very clear Rashi is like the Ramban here. Please get it done. That's the Dvar Yaakov. That's number six. Let's go seven. What is the Mahalach that we said, Legabe, why Rashi writes Al Dinim Tavu B'nei Noach? So we said like this. Why didn't Rashi just say simple? That the Goy's puzzle, they're not Petorah's Gittin, and they're puzzle B'Shtarah because they're not Petorah's Dinim Momenus. So that's what Rashi's coming to say, guys. It's coming to say they are Petorah's Dinim Momenus because they have Dinim. So the reason why a Goy is possible for a get because he's not Petorah's Croesus. But he is Petorah's Dinim Momenus because they have Dinim. So he's a Rosh is master that way as well. Okay? The problem is we ask the Kasha, so if it's true that they're in the Mitzvah and Dinim, so when they sign a star, should we kush them in that Torah? Why did Rashi need to say the previous Rashi, Dina the Machusa? Dina... Rabbi Zalman, Rabbi Nachum Barchovich, Rabbi Shmuel Rezov, they all asked that kasha. It's great kasha. But what do you have to come out of Din Machus Adinit? They're part of that parsha. Who made up that Din Machus Adinit? Shmuel, the great Amorah. The law of the land is the law. My brother should give all Kaburu and Gush about this, Din Machus Adinit. The din of Din Machus Adinit. The law of the land is the law. You must observe the speed limit. Din Machus. You got this? So this is the Chiddush. My brother Shlit is a professor in Tel Aviv U. When he was in Kush, he said a Chaburu Lamais of Din Machus Adin. So the Rebbe Zalman and Rebbe Barchovich say, you know why B'nai Noach and the Tzav Al Dinim? What's the reason? Because the law of the land is the law. That gives the law, Dina Malchusadina, status. Since B'nai Noacharim and Stavon Dinim, that gives birth to Dina Malchusadina. Where do you think Shmuel got it from? The law of the land is the law. That the Jews have to observe that. Because the Goyim have to set up Dinim. That's exactly what they want to say, Rabbi Zazam and Nochem Barchovich. Rabbi Shmuel Rozovsky says he doesn't like that. It's not Masha from Rashi, he's coming to Masber Dina Malchusadina. So Rosh also is Masha, he didn't look like that. But Lamaisa, what'd you say?
Doesn't have to be
Master
and Rashi.
No, but they said it's not Mashmah that Rashi's coming to be. There are two separate Rashi's. That's not Mashmah that Rashi's trying to be Masbir where Dina Malchusadina came from. You know, Nate? Dina Malchusadina was mentioned first. You know what I mean?
He's not being Master or anything here. He's just saying Dina Malchusadina.
I understand, but they're saying Dina Malchusadina came from Dina. I don't know. There are two separate Rashi's, and Dina Malchusadina was the first Rashi. So the simplest reading Rashi, I don't think is much like that. Who am I to say? But I would have sided with Shmuel Rozovsky and the Tez HaRosh against the Mrs. Amun Nachemar Chavich. Okay, that answers number what? 7, 8 guys. Let's go. Let's push. Number 8. I'm hungry. So what? You work it. And have lunch, breakfast. The Torah is the Chiyas. Afterwards, I gotta eat something, right? Yeah? They say one of the Gedalei Aharon was a little bit heavy. It was a little bit heavy. He didn't eat much. He said it was the Torah. That's what I would like to say, but it's not the truth. So, you know, that's what I would love to say. Okay? They said about one of the Gedalei Aharon in the 1700s. So it was very heavy. He didn't eat much. The Torah. He had so much Torah in him, Lamaisa. All right. I like to say that. I wish it was the case. It's not the case. All right, 8. Why does Rashi say that Shtar Shichur is Goy's Pasul Latus? Very interesting. What's the Mahalach on this? Why should a Goy be Pasul with Shtar Shichur? Right? So what does Rashi say? You guys tell me, what does Rashi say? La La, Misha, Gereshova. Rashi says it's a Beferish. Can't Shtar Shichur have out of Chopsul? Rashi says Shichur will get Isha Garmin, La La. So the Parah Yosef says, what's going on here? Why you need a Zereshova? Just say he's not Bataras. A Goy can't buy an Evid. So there's no concept of freeing an Evid. It's a great kasha. So the answer is, even though he can't be a Shachar an Evid, but he what? He could write one. And therefore we need to learn from a woman that he's hookish Nesina Lekziva. Anyone who cannot give, cannot write. See, I would have thought maybe that what? Even though he can't be a Shachar, maybe he should be able to write. The chiddush to get Isha is that just like you can't what? If you can't give it, you can't write it. You're totally out of the parsha. That's what Rashi is trying to drive at. And Rav Shmuel Rozovsky and Rav Nochum Mitchovich and Rav Scheinberg in the Sefer Tabatz HaChosh and the Sefer Choshen Aron. Rav Scheinberg writes the Tabatz HaChosh and the Sefer Choshen Aron. They ask on the Ksos. Why did the Ksos say Goy is possible to start Mecher? Because he's not Batoris Kinim Shar, yes? Binyamin? The Ksos says a Goy's possible to sign on a Star Mecher is not beginning Star. What are you talking about? There's no heckish there between the scene and Ksiva. How do you know he's possible to write a Star Mecher? How do you know he's possible to write a Star Mecher? It's also for him to sign on it. How do you know it's also for him to sign and write it? How do you know that? They ask on him. So again, why is it Goy possible to start Shichur? Because of law. In fact, the Prozio said, why can't you just have a terrorist? You can't buy it. Because I would think that he might not be able to buy it. He might not be able to shakar it, but maybe he could write it. Comes the Gekish to get. If you're not in the scene, you can't write it. So that's a kasha. Then why did the Ksoi say a Goy is possible to sign and Star Mecher and write it? Because he's not Bitoris. There's no Hekish there. That in the scene exceeded. There is a Hekish by get. There is a Hekish by get, Allah Kalamaisa. So that's a what? That's a tremendous Kiddush, Allah Kalamaisa. Okay? So that answers number what? What is that answer? 8, 9. This one will definitely be on Blue Netter. Third asterisk today. Doesn't mean the other ones won't be on, but Mayor Haas, I would expect you to write the asterisks on. Are you writing them in the computer? Number 9. What are 4 reasons Tzitzis gives why it gets puzzle for why a goy is puzzle to a get? To sign on a get. Binominovic, you got this? The third asterisk. What are the 4 reasons Tzitzis gives why a goy is puzzle to a get? What are the 4 reasons? Number 1, he's not B'nai Krisis. He cannot give a get himself. No meaning of a get. Number 2, cannot manufacture lishma. He does everything on diet and obshikovin. Does everything for himself. There's no concept of ritual. He doesn't do things for ritual. Number 3, la b'nei shlichus ninu. He can't be a shliach from the husband or sign the get or write the get. And number four, what's number four? Cannot be Scott Kosher Leidus. Correct. All four reasons, Tzai says. Tessim and Bez, the top Tzai is why. Go ahead, Spazal Leidus. Okay, four reasons.
I repeat, three and four.
Yes. Number one is what? He's not B'nai Krisis neither. Number two is not Lishma. Cannot manifest like that enough. Number three, can't be a Kosher Shliach. And number four is not Kosher Leidus. That answers number what? Number nine. That's why he's Pazal Leidus. Yes. I should have written it better, Nate. You're right. What are the four reasons why it's possible to sign on a get? That's what I meant. I meant Edu shall get. It's not so bad. Edu shall get, right? It's not so bad. You let me get away with that one, right? Edu shall get. It's like you get. I should have just said possible lachtom get, but that's what I mean. Four reasons. Okay, and lastly, number 10, what is the sheet of the Reb Chaim by Goy with Lishma? Please get this. Pnei Yeshua says, Rashi didn't say a goy cannot write lishma because maybe you only say he can't write lishma by what? Maybe if it's not in the secular court, in courts, but in courts maybe a goy won't lie. And if you told him write lishma, maybe he would do it. How do you know he's going to write for himself to make money? That's why the Pnei Yeshua said Rashi avoided the reasoning of lishma. Because maybe in our cause he would write lishma if you told him to do it. You know he's not going to lie, and you know maybe he's going to tell the truth. So that's against Reb Chaim. What does Reb Chaim say, Aryeh? In Ilchos Tefillin, famous Reb Chaim, that a goy is mufka from Lishma. He cannot produce Lishma because Adai Tanafshka is a din. It's not just an umdana that he can't get it together. It's a formal din that he is mufka from Lishma. Done. Adai Tanafshka. He can be the biggest sadik goy in the world. Hasidim was all, I don't care. He cannot manufacture all the ritual, formal, objective din of Lishma because Adai Tanafshka is objective, not just an umdana. That he won't be able to get it together. That implies if he could get it together, he would do it. No, he's possible.
What has the
Geirus?
In the Geirus process, before the Geirus, they're unable to be the manufacturer of the
Shema. Now he is. It's a formal din. It changes.
So it's just a low plug. It's not that easy.
No, it's Geirus and Niskars, a new person. It's a formal din. Formal din. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a wonderful day. Let's stop Mincha. And Thursday we're going to have, we'll decide what we're going to eat.